I'm just phoning up. This is the Metropolitan Police, yeah?
Yes, it is.
I'm just phoning up in regards to two CADs that I put in on the 15th. I put one in the 15th, the 14th, and the 11th in regards to police corruption and getting the new sergeant for Edmonton Police Station to call me back. I think his name is Ian Raphael, and I've not had a commander to call me back. No one's called me back still.
So you put in a complaint against police and nobody's called you back?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. I'll take details and pass it through to the station. That's all I can do.
Can I get a CAD number? Yeah, my name, Mr. Simon Cordell. Can I take your name, please?
No, I'll give you the CAD reference number when I've created the message.
Okay, I'll take the message then, please.
Simon Cordell, did you say?
Yes, that's correct.
That's C-O-R-D-E-L.
Yeah, C-O-R-D-E-L-L. Who's the commanding borough officer on right now?
I don't know who the commanding borough officer is at the moment. I'm in a call centre in Hendon.
In Hendon? Yeah, that's the reason that you are. That's why the call centre's designed in the beginning, so that you know where every active police officer is.
No, we don't. That's not what it's designed for. Can I take an address, please?
109 Burncroft Avenue, B-U-R-N-C-R... B-U-R-N-C-R-F-O-T. Burncroft. It is. It's for any CFS caller. Call for services. I'm a call for services, madam.
Sir, where is Burncroft Avenue?
It's in Enfield. I'm a call. EN3, Echo November 3, 7 Juliet, Quebec. I am correct. This is a call for services. That is correct. It's for the general public to call when they have a concern, and that's why I call 999 or 101. I can even call 112, or I can call 0207
230-1212.
And every one of them directs me back to you or to a member of your team, and yous are allocated to help people, the members of the public, call for services. And if I give you a police officer's name that's at my front door now, or a badge number, and I say to you, I can look through my spy hole and I can see a police officer outside my front door and I can see the badge number of this, but I don't think he's really a police officer. If I call you now, you should be able to tell me whether that police officer's there or not. If I ask you who is the sergeant for Edmonton Police Station, you should be able to give me this information or any other information that I require in regards to the company that yous run. It's a company that you do run. It's a business. That is correct, yes? And there are protocols for the business. You have SUP regulation and laws. Hello, madam?
Yes, I'm listening to you.
Am I correct? You follow SUP laws and you follow... You sort of are in practice to all the PACE codes of conduct, A, B, C, D, E, and the rest and so forth. And you sort of were built from the 1961 Police Reforms Act, which was where the first police station was built, and you sort of running coerced to... Right now, you're running in coerced to the Regulation 2000 Act, which Theresa May took a big part in writing, due to... It had me, you recording this phone call. This is how you, this, we're having this conversation and the reasons that it's there, the services provided for. And I'm concerned about corruption from police officers, and I have the evidence. If I was phoning about a chocolate bar being stolen from a shop, you would act and you would send active police officers and you would create a CAD. You would say that you're the caller creating that CAD. You check the location to where I am, the caller is. You check the geological location.
Okay, you went to the CAD reference number. Do you want the CAD reference number?
Yes, can I have the CAD reference number, please?
Right, it's CAD 3287.
3287.
And that's of today's date, and the message has been passed through to the borough.
And the day's date is the 16th of the 2nd, 2017. And you've put a message. And you put a message for me on the computer for Ian Raphael, who's took over Jane Johnson, to call me back in regards to.
Sir, you're clearly looking to argue with someone, and I'm not going.
No, I'm not. I'm just trying to be straight with the facts, madam.
I'm telling you now that I've passed the details through to the station.
I'm not trying to argue with you. I'm just trying to be straight with the facts. So
answering other people's calls.
I appreciate that, but the call centre's dealt with 15,000 calls a day. You could take 10,000 calls if there was a football match or right now. My one call is not a problem. My safety is a bigger concern, and one person calling.